Blog Talk Radio.
You'll be listening to Box Set here on GoldBoxMedia.com with your host.
If the laws of physics no longer apply in the future, God help you.
The oh-so-sexy cat.
Oh, my breath, they're really strong.
And the almighty bad.
It's simple. Just take the hydraulic phase shift emulator and attach it to the transdimensional photon particle emitter. Kaboom! New talent.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's going good. Excellent. And the stunned silence here in the studio is just me by myself. Shrix is at a graduation party and Kat is actually somewhere in Disneyland lost. I think she's being chased by Mickey. I don't know. But yeah, it's just me tonight. So Shrix should be joining us on a little bit later. But yeah, you get to hear me talk and ramble for an hour to 2 hours. Lucky you guys. If you guys wish to get in contact with me, just me, I guess there's someone else to talk to, 347-838-9713, 347-838-9713. Make sure I was saying right. You can email us as well at boxheads@codeboxmedia.com. Also, feel free to use the text thingy, I guess that's the technical term that what we're going to call it, on the main website. Scroll down a little bit, look to the right. It'll be on the side panel. I am drinking iced tea. It's delicious. And I love it. So, we had the Guild Wars 2 beta, which happened last weekend. So, literally 7 days ago. And it was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. It was. It wasn't long enough to say the least, really. It was kind of short, unfortunately. I was hoping for a little bit more than 3 days, but, you know, I'll take what I can get. It kind of sucked for me because I was working third shift, so that kind of sucked too. But, oh well. Weather finally turned nice here. We're finally able to open windows and, you know, actually go outside and get some sun rays. I'm finally not going to have my monitor tan anymore. Because, yeah, apparently I'm more tanned than my wife, which I don't even know how that happens. Not quite sure how that happens, but that's okay. My cats say hi. Merlin really wants to go outside. He's finally quiet, so let's hope he stays that way. Dipstick's over there wanting more food for some reason, even though he has food. But, yeah, that's my week. Been messing with Adobe After Effects, so you guys will have a new YouTube intro, which will be pretty sweet. I'm excited. I forgot how easy the program is once you learn it, but holy crap, relearning that thing is a pain in the butt. So, yeah. Let's see. News this week. We have a couple interesting articles I picked out of the slough of the internet. Again, we will be going over beta once Shriggs joins us. I'll go over a little bit within 45 minutes or so. And yada, yada, yada. So let's kind of dive right in. Oh, before I forget, actually, there is one little small niche-y topic I wanted to go over. We are looking for some more, volunteers. We are looking for more people that would like to kind of contribute video-wise to the YouTube channel. We're in the process of kind of redoing how we do that, if that makes sense. I am currently trying to figure out a way to see if we can make it more of a community-driven channel than just a code box-driven channel. So if you guys are motivated and dedicated to actually pumping out content, that's awesome. I do require you to be able to record in 720p, which is 1280 by 720, as well as have a good microphone if you are actually planning on doing voiceover work or maybe a Let's Play or something. It has to be of good quality. It can't be, you know, just like a type of thing. That's really annoying, and I won't stand for it. And if you do volunteer, keep in mind that I will put you to a strict schedule. Me and Shriggs are currently working on what best suits our schedules to kind of put out content. So if you guys want to do that, please give us a email. You can either email me personally, Baz at codeboxmedia.com, or just email the show, boxheads at codeboxmedia.com. That also works. Yeah, big shout-out to Kat, who's in Disneyland right now, or World. Whichever one's in Florida. Honey, which one's in Florida? Is that Disneyland or Disney World? Well, Disney World. Okay, so she's in Disney World. Apparently, she was able to go from Arkansas all the way to Florida in about 2.5 days. Not sure how she did that. Apparently, they have a jet car. So, yeah. I don't know if they flew or not. I can't remember if they have been traveling or... Yeah, I know they're traveling by car, but I can't figure out how they got there so fast. Like, maybe I just don't pay attention. That's usually what happens, so... Anyway, moving on. Couple news articles that I thought were interesting. One that I really wanted to get to right away is the new Call of Duty Black Ops comes out 11/13 of this year. So we can all look forward to another reskinned Call of Duty. I mean, this one looks like kind of a spinoff of Battlefield, what was it? 2141, the futuristic one where everything's in the future and blah, blah. So, I mean, okay, cool. I mean, it's going to be bought. People are going to buy it. It's going to make millions. But unfortunately, I think that there needs to be kind of a stopping point. It's kind of like the whole Mario Party thing where it's like, yeah, sure, I completely understand that you guys want to make money, but just kind of hold the phone and stop making the same game over and over. Like, Mario Kart just become one of those things that's really, gosh, it used to be awesome. Mario Party, well, I said Mario Kart, didn't I? I apologize. Mario Party is, well, I think it's on 9, or I think it's on 9, right? 9 just got released or something like that, so that kind of was annoying as hell. But, no, I do not own it, even though I own a Wii. The only reason I had bought a Wii was for the backwards compatibility stuff. Like, I can play Zelda and that kind of stuff on my Wii and actually enjoy the old school games where what the Wii has probably, see, if you count Metroid, I count that as a good game. The Zelda series is actually still a pretty good series. Donkey Kong Country Returns was an abomination and should never have been made. What other games have actually been on the Wii that are actually relevant? Skyland, the Spyro Skylander, that wasn't specifically made for the Wii, that was made cross-platform, but worth it, I think. I mean, it's a pretty cool little game. I don't own it, I'd like to, but yeah, that's just more money that I don't wish to spend on a useless game. I mean, I find that the Wii is just really, a lot of the systems, really, I mean, if we're kind of going off the subject of Black Ops again, are really just starting to just kind of repeat themselves. It's kind of getting annoying. Like, I'm not sure if it's just they're out of ideas, they don't want to reinvent the wheel, they don't want to take chances. I'm guessing it's that. I'm guessing it's the whole, well, people buy it, so why not? I mean, you know, Portal 2 did just come out recently, but that was a whole different game other than Portal 1. I mean, it was like... I don't know. I feel that companies are starting to really become lazy and lackluster and just be like, eh, we're just going to release the same game, whatever. Whatever. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, Black Ops 2 comes out apparently this year, which no one saw that one coming. It was either another Call of Duty or another Black Ops or another Modern Warfare, something or other. I'm honestly surprised that they're coming out with another game already. I mean, okay... I'm not surprised, but I am, because Modern Warfare 3 did just come out, and it's one of those things where you're like, why are you releasing another game? I mean, if it was like an expansion or something, yeah, it'd be totally understandable, but a whole other game? I just feel that the other games always get left in the dust. I think that Black Ops will probably do better than Modern Warfare 3, because hopefully it looks to be a little bit more reskinned, which is... was something that Modern Warfare 3 should have been in the first place. But, I mean, Black Ops honestly was not a bad game. It was just a bad game. I mean, at least for the PC. I know for the console, they really kind of try and make the console versions a lot better. But, you know, I kind of wish that they didn't, because the PC is really where first-person shooters, I think, are a lot better because we have the mouse and keyboard, we have the accuracy, and we have the more competitive players, I think, on the PC than the console. That might just be me. I mean, if you disagree, call in, email, whatever. I feel that it may tend to kind of differ from year to year, between like who actually plays what and who doesn't play what. I don't know. That's just me. Now, there's actually a couple sound bites on here that I have no clue what they are. So let's try this one.
God gave men brains larger than dogs so they wouldn't hump women's legs at cocktail parties.
Okay, thanks, Kat. I'm pretty sure that she put that one on there. Let's see what other ones we got.
What are you, stoned or stupid?
Yes. That one's quite funny. Anyway, I feel that it's kind of silly to release Black Ops 2 a little bit too early. Maybe wait another year. But then again, Activision's all about the monies. And they're like, oh, we're just going to numb up all that money. So, I mean, we all know that they're going to make $1 billion on this game within the first month. That's like a guaranteed. Unless people have actually started getting smart and realize that they're just going to keep buying the same game over and over and over again. And then Activision is going to have to start actually, coming out with a new idea. I'm sorry, guys. That's going to eventually happen. Unless gamers are just that stupid. And unfortunately, there are some people out there that are just that stupid. They're like, hey, another Black Ops game. Let's buy it, even though it says Black Ops 95. So it's just like, did Mario, I'm actually curious. Did Mario Party 9 actually make any revenue? Let's actually check that. What was Mario, if I can spell, come on, Mario Party 9's revenue. I can't spell. There we go. Load here. This is from IGN. Let's see if this is the article I want. Is it? I don't know. Best Mario Party. Wow. Mario Party is the best Mario Party since the series reached its heights in the early GameCube days for the record Mario Party. Okay, so apparently they like Mario Party 5 and 6. Let's see here. Here we go again. These stars. Blah, 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 blah. Mario. Blah, blah, blah. Closing comments. That's not what I wanted, you piece of crap. So apparently this is a good one, according to IGN. I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about the reviews. Sometimes, usually they're biased about a lot of stuff, because I know they get paid by companies to review their game. It happens, people. Get over it. Let's try earnings. Earnings. It's probably not going to show me. That information is probably... Okay. Well, apparently the reviews are actually good on this Mario Party. So, who knows? Maybe Nintendo got smart and actually, did a good job about this. I don't know. I'm still just kind of... I mean, I know why they're releasing another Black Ops. But really, this early? I mean, come on. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. Apparently, the Valve is releasing some port gun replicas that you can buy. They're rumored to be about $130, but they're actually life size, so they're actually a huge gun that you hold in your arm and whatnot. And based off the picture, it looks pretty cool. I mean, apparently there's about 50 on display. Well, not on display, but according to joystick.com, this is an article from yesterday. This was posted about 6:30 p.m. by David Hinckley. Sure. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, which I probably am. The article reads as follows. NECA's plan. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know who NECA. NCA's plan to sell an official replica of Aperture's handheld portal device, otherwise known as the Portal Gun, has run into the double whammy of rabid demand. Oh no. Apparently this is a really popular product, which, honestly, I'd like a Portal 2 gun displayed in my house, but I don't have $130, so, yeah. They are offering around 30 replicas, which will be available for pre-order starting at midnight Eastern time, according to the Facebook page. So apparently these people are buying these guns and then selling them on eBay for like $400 some. That's hilarious. Let's actually check here. I wonder if they, let's see, Aperture Portal. Okay, here we go. Here's their website. I'm going to see how much these things are. Okay, they are $140. They actually look pretty legit. They have a neon glowing light in there. They actually look pretty much dead on from what the actual in-game model is. So that's actually pretty cool. But unfortunately, they are out of stock. Shocker there. There's a small video. It is 30 inches in length. Let's see. Sounds. Portal creating sound. A three-way switch allows you to select blue, orange, or off. Trigger when you activate the firing sound. Requires 3C batteries. Wow, when was the last time you used a C battery? Jeez. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. I always like the replica stuff. I wonder what other stuff they have here. Crap. They have Twilight New Moon stuff. Oh, man. They have costumes. Wow, that's really pathetic. What's the Crow? I don't even know what the Crow is. Gears of War. They have some Gears of War stuff. They have a keychain for $10. $10 for a keychain. Okay, they have some hoodies. They have a Gears of War foam butcher cleaver. That's actually pretty funny. And they have some action figurines. Hunger Games, the movie. Oh, jeez. They have some keychain photo thingies. They have a bracelet. Okay, so I was actually expecting them to have some cooler replica things, but no. They actually just have portals. The other stuff doesn't care, so whatever. All right. So, yeah, the portal replica is available on their website, which is neacaclub.com. And apparently the portal is actually out of stock, which sucks. You'd think they'd just use the portal gun to get more. Bad joke, I know. Anyway, Triggs is still not here. I'm pretty sure he's at a graduation party right now because he did just graduate, so big props to him. Kat, again, is not with us because she's in Disneyland, so they kind of left me hanging. I have done a solo show in, 5-6 years now. It's a little different. There's no one. Yes, I know Merlin. It's not fair. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not, but he's talking. He does that all day. It's so annoying. But he's learned that if we actually are sleeping and he does that, he gets in trouble. He usually gets locked in the bathroom. So that's okay. The last news article I want to go over is EA just put Star Wars The Old Republic on sale for Star Wars Day, which is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Funny. But, I mean, this game has been on sale, gosh, I don't know how many times. So many. You can get the standard edition for $34 and the digital deluxe edition for $44. The sale lasts till tomorrow, which is Sunday. Honestly, guys, not worth it. If you're looking for a single-player game that you want to pay a monthly fee for, sure, go ahead. The PvP is terrible. The PvE is a joke and not challenging whatsoever. I would really just save your money for Guild Wars 2 or even possibly Aeon is free-to-play now. Yeah, the only MMO that's really coming out is technically Guild Wars 2, but is that the only one that's coming out, like, this year? Yeah. Isn't? Yeah, it is. I'm trying to think here. Let me actually double check that. Let's see here. MMOs coming out this year. I spelled that all correctly. That's awesome. Top 10 MMOs of 2012. Thank you, MMORPG.com. One of my favorite MMO websites. They usually have some pretty good stuff. Apparently, the Age of Conan is actually getting a new... Yes, I know I'm rambling. Thank you, dear. Age of Conan is actually getting a new expansion. I didn't even know anyone plays that game. Why is Aeon considered to be out this year? Okay, so... Wait, is this a top... Oh. This is a top of MMOs of 2000. That's no fun. I wanted... Okay, yeah. Secret World is coming out this year. I forgot about that. That's going to be, a free-to-play game. I don't know. It looks cool, but, I mean, it's another, first-person shooter thing, and... who cares about that? I mean, I don't know. Firefall is rumored to come out this year as well. I'm in the beta for that. Firefall looks pretty sweet. It's a pretty ingenious MMO, really. I would really highly recommend setting up for the beta and checking it out when it actually does come out. It's going to be a free-to-play MMO. Keep that in mind, too. I've only gotten as far as the character creation, I'll be honest. I haven't had time to actually, delve into it. But, I mean, the character creation seems a little bit limited. But, again, they're adding things as they go on. They're really trying to finish it for this year. Just based off what I've seen, it looks really cool. The only thing I'm a little bit concerned about is that people are going to probably whine about the graphics because it is the cel-shaded art style, which people get all up in arms for some reason. Everyone's like, Wind Waker was such a kiddie game. It's like, no, it's one of the best Zelda games ever made, so in your face. I don't know. People get way too uptight about art styles. Anyway. Over on Geekbox Studios, which is one of our podcasts, we'll be starting the end of May, is going to be focused on businesses and professional trends, modern technology, education, and parenting in a digital age. That is going to be mainly hosted by myself and Kat. And since she's moving to Delaware, we're starting a pretty cool podcast about that stuff, and I'm excited for that. But one of the questions that we posted there was, what is the most annoying sales rep moment of your life? She gives an example. For example, an annoying Best Buy nerd who tries to sell you a laptop that is the worst than the one you had. And one of the examples I gave is, which I've actually talked about this a couple times, I think. I'm not sure. I get all my stories mixed up. Is Best Buy, one of their computer experts, tried to sell me a video card that was worse than the one I told them I had. And I was just like, okay. And apparently his notion for giving me to give this one is because the numbers were bigger or were more than the one I had on my video card. That means it'll run better. So, yeah. What's your most annoying sales rep moment? Call in. Come on. Don't leave me hanging. I'm here by myself, people. Give me someone to talk to. I'll even listen to your music if you want to troll. That's fine. You can try. Anyway, I have no idea. I definitely agree, Chewy. I definitely agree. So, moving on. What's next on my agenda here? That's it. That's all I got. That sucks. Honestly, the week of news has been kind of boring. I think a lot of companies are saving their really kind of major news developments for the summer and closer to when kids and college and parents are out of school, have extra money to spend so they can, buy the new Black Ops. Woohoo! Yeah, no, not actually important. The Guild Wars thread, I believe, forums are actually still available. Yes, it is. They have not taken it down yet, which is pretty nice, actually. I enjoy just kind of browsing this forum because it's really nice to see a community that actually has, a decent community. It isn't a bunch of, wow, this game sucks because it doesn't have what WoW has. I mean, the there was a couple posts like that, but for the most part, either the devs were like, yeah, you're stupid, or the community was like, yeah, you're retarded, and pretty much got shot down pretty quickly, which was nice to see. I definitely enjoyed watching the community actually do that. The devs, for the most part, have been very supportive. Actually, for all part, I shouldn't say for the most part, I haven't seen a bad reaction on like what BioWare did. Most of the posts from the devs have just been, you know, thank you for this, we're aware of this issue, or we did not know about that, we will add that to the list of yada, yada, yada. There was one post where some guy was complaining that the Elementalist was too hard or something, and the dev pretty much just said, well, maybe this isn't the class for you, because this does have one of the highest skill caps in the game. Maybe you should try playing another class. In other words, he was saying nicely, you're a noob, lol, stop complaining, which was awesome. I mean, devs that do that in my book are awesome, because he did it in a very polite way, and he did it in a non-in-your-face way. He pretty much just said, well, maybe the class is just not suited for you, because this is one of the highest skill cap classes in the game. Which it is, because the Elementalist has 4 attunements to go from, which is earth, water, wind, and fire. And then you have a bunch of spells for each of those. So you have like 25 to 30 spells you can pick from at any given point, which is ridiculous, I might add. That is a lot of things to remember, and it's really hard to kind of switch through those. I tried the Elementalist, so I was like, okay, we'll come back to that one. The class I mainly played was the Thief. I played a little bit of the Elementalist in PvE. I want to talk about a little bit the range classes seem to be a little bit easier, which I think everyone's kind of going over and kind of came to the same conclusion. But the ArenaNet has stated that they are aware that melee classes do kind of die pretty quickly if they kind of go into a boss battle or whatnot, and they are working on addressing this issue. So, again, another reason why ArenaNet isn't going to really screw this up, because they actually address problems, unlike BioWare did, where there was 90 billion threads of, hey, you know, the game releases in a week, and the beta still has a whole slew of problems. Are you going to, like, actually... Yeah. I don't know. So, I feel that... Sorry, was reading something and I got distracted. I feel that ArenaNet is going to actually be able to pull this off, even though this is a free to play. I'm still skeptical because, you know, I've been screwed over in the past. But the way that they have the model set up, at least for the gems and the that kind of stuff, it's all going to be player-driven, and nothing you can buy is going to be game-changing. I think the only thing that I'm kind of sketchy about is you can buy XP boost, which, I mean, there's no world PvP technically. There's not going to be any ganking. All that stuff is on a separate world PvP server where 3 servers go at it. That's the only, like, world, quote-unquote, PvP that you'll really get. Which, I am a little disappointed there's not going to be open-world PvP, because I really enjoyed that. But then again, it's also really annoying, and no one really has time for that. I don't want to be ganked by level 70 guy when I'm level 2. I mean, that's just stupid. And, you know, you have a lot of the kind of stat boostings and stuff that Star Wars did, but they just do it so much better. I mean, everyone's just level 80 in Control, which is their 5 versus 5 arena stuff. Everyone's just level 80. That's it. Everyone starts off with the same gear. Everyone has the same weapons. It's just everyone's just level 80, and you have everything unlocked, and that's it. There's no gear. It's not about gear. It's just everyone's level 80. That's it. Everyone has the same gear. It's great. I love it. So... yeah, Controlled PvP is great. World PvP is chaotic because it is completely unbalanced, which they even said it's supposed to be unbalanced. They know it's unbalanced. That's the whole point of it. It's not supposed to be a fair combat situation, which someone gets it, finally. Seriously, I mean, that's what World PvP is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a fair, hey, he's level 80, that's not fair. Well, why don't you level? I mean, servers are going to have issues, and the best thing is they can band together and go against one server that has too much ticks or points or whatever you want to call it. So just kind of keep that in mind. World PvP is incredibly unbalanced. That's just the way it's going to be. Controlled PvP is, for the most part, honestly, I did not see any problems. The Thief had a couple problems with combat fluidity, that's a word, and so that was a little bit annoying. I had to stop and cast some of my melee spells or skills, which just kind of made me scratch my head and go, why? So that kind of was a little bit annoying, but, you know, after you get used to it, it's not as bad, but I still think that stopping and casting as a melee class should never happen, especially as a thief, since you're an assassin, technically. People were getting really, really pissed that there wasn't any permastealth, and I'm just like, stop whining. If you want a typical rogue class, go play WoW or go play another fail MMO that sucks and doesn't have any balanced PvP whatsoever. The reason ArenaNet took it out was because they realized, okay, it's going to be hard as crap to balance this, and we're never going to please anybody, so let's just make stealth an actual mechanic that the class is going to use and not a utility. And that's what they did. So the class works perfectly. It took me about 40 minutes to about an hour and a half to really fully understand what the class kind of had available and how to use everything. I'm still working on skill builds and stuff like that because that's highly customizable. But for the most part, I mean, I was able to take out three people no problem if I just played my cards right. People were complaining, I died instantly. Well, then you're probably not using, one, the dodge mechanic, which is, holy crap, that's such a new thing. That's ridiculous. That's just one of those things that I still don't really fully understand, especially as a melee class. That's, you got to learn to use that when you need to. It's very tough to use and learn correctly. I feel that maybe for a melee class, maybe I should get a little bit extra endurance because I needed to use it more. As a ranged class, I didn't use it a lot because I was able to kite my targets and use the environment to kind of, you know, do the line of sight thing, which you actually do. You don't, like, line of sight a mage and then the fireball goes through the building and hits you. It actually stops their casting. And the fireball doesn't follow you around a tree, which I never understood. A lot of the skills are aim skills. People keep saying that it's a lot like Terra, but it's not like Terra. Terra is just terrible. I mean, there's invisible walls in that game, for goodness sake. Like, really? In an MMO? No, that just doesn't happen. The combat isn't bad in Terra, but server sync issues kind of make it impossible, and the combat is really slow and boring. It's a lot of just not really doing anything. So, I mean, it's also an Asian MMO, so it's going to be grindy. Keep that in mind. The questing for Guild Wars 2 is pretty unique. I mean, yeah, sure, you have the let's go kill five boars every once in a while or whatnot, but they do it in a way where it's a lot more community-driven and a lot more, hey, this is going to happen at random, or you got to wait a certain time limit before you can progress on for the quest or whatever. I mean, it's not like it's going to be a, hey, my town's being attacked by centaurs, go kill them. And the centaurs are just over in the grass, peacefully grazing. And you're like, why? Why am I going to attack these people? And they're like, because they're attacking my town. And you're like, no, they're not. No, this time the centaurs actually attack the town. And if you fail to defend it, the town actually gets set on fire. And your next quest is taking the town back from them. So, and this process just kind of repeats. So, essentially, yes. I mean, as an MMO, you're never going to really have a different My wife's playing the Wii. See, we actually, side note here, completely derailing my own topic here. Our Wii is set to a older TV, and literally, if it's past 5, the Wii is just loud as hell. But movies, we have to go about 13 to 14 for it to be a good volume. So, I mean, this, we have a pretty good speakers on our old TV. It's just really funny how we always forget, and the Wii turns on, and we're like, oh, okay, that's loud. So, anyway, moving back on to what I was actually saying. You're not going to be able to actually hide quest grinding things, you know, to the point of, well, you don't actually have to quest to level. Now, that's not... An MMO is, you know, kind of all about the leveling aspect as well. It's also about the community, and I think Guild Wars really kind of merges those two pretty well. The dynamic events, which were really, really neat, a lot of fun. The only really annoying thing right now is the optimization is terrible. It relies pretty much all on your processor, and if, I mean, I can run Battlefield 3 with 90 frames a second on everything ultra and not get any type of lag or anything, but in Guild Wars, I was getting about 10 frames a second. So, and that's just because I have a little bit older quad-core processor. I don't have the newest version of AMD's quad-core. So mine's a little bit, mine's only 2.5 gigahertz, which, nerd talk, that's not that powerful anymore. But, you know, it's able to run things still pretty effectively. I mean, I've upgraded my RAM, my video card, and, you know, a quad-core processor is gonna last you quite a while. It's just they know about the issue, they're working on it. I mean, the game doesn't even use DirectX 11 yet. They're using DirectX 9 just for testing purposes. I mean, they know about it. That's the whole kind of thing that I'm going crazy over, because they actually acknowledge that they know about it, unlike what Star Wars did. And again, there was thousands of posts saying, hey, this is wrong, this is wrong. It's not optimized. Why is it using DirectX 9? And BioWare's like, it's your computer, noobs, lols. And then they release the game, and it's still there. And they're like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. We realized that we had a mistake. And everyone just kind of looks at them and go, yeah, we've been telling you that for the past year and a half. Duh, you're retarded. So, again, this company is way more in tune with their community and actually listens. So, props on that, ArenaNet. I mean, honestly, ArenaNet, Valve, Red 5 Studios, which are doing Firefall, and a lot of the indie companies out there are pretty much the only saving grace of the gaming community right now. Which, honestly, is not a bad thing. I'd rather have those companies lead the way for good games anyway, because Valve 1 is just freaking awesome. Give us Half-Life 3, please. I would really like to know the continuation of the story. That would be great. Thanks. Seriously, I've beaten Half-Life 1, 2, episodes 1 and 2, and their little bonus coastal thing like 50 billion times, going, I can't really relate to anything else with the story. Now, the conspiracy is that it's the device in the ship is a portal gun. So, yeah. I think Portal and Half-Life are going to kind of merge somehow. I mean, not like with GLaDOS merge and all of a sudden you're Gordon Freeman and you're in the testing chamber. No, that would be retarded. But a good DLC, Valve, actually go ahead and use that idea. You can actually play Gordon Freeman and have a gun, and that would be cool. That would be a cool DLC. I paid for that. I paid for that. That'd be a cool DLC. Anyway, this is why I need a co-host, because I get way off topic way too often. Oh, boy. So, anyway, apparently someone PM'd me on the Guild Wars forums. Blah, blah, blah. Huh. Apparently, okay, whatever, sorry. So, yeah, call in if you want to talk to me, guys. I'll talk about anything. Keep it gaming-related, please. No politics. I love iced tea, by the way. I love iced tea. Shrig should be coming in about 30 minutes, I hope. If he doesn't, I'll have to crucify him and go get him, because he's in Oklahoma, and I can totally do that. Not really. Anyway, back to Guild Wars. So, my overall impressions on Guild Wars was just superb. I mean, I experienced maybe one or two bugs that were really just kind of annoying. One quest didn't work, and that was because of the overflow of people. Literally, there was probably about 200 people in the area trying to do the dynamic event. And I think the server either lagged out or crashed, and then the quest wouldn't work because I think it was like stuck on something. I don't know. But that quest wouldn't work, which is disappointing. But, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, like, questing-wise and kind of lore-wise, because the game's really kind of heavily into that kind of stuff. So, I figure that the game should probably be released with by August, September, October, November. At the very latest, December. That would be a very long wait. They did say that they're going to do a beta weekend once a month, which sucks, or once a month-ish, according to their Facebook. But I was really hoping that they could do one frequenter, but, you know, kind of thinking back on it, it's like, okay, well, maybe they want to actually fix some of the stuff that they saw and not release another beta client until they're actually ready to release it and see, okay, how is the community going to handle this and react to this? I mean, I know that they were talking about, at least in the Thief community board subforum there, they were like, everyone was screaming that there's no permastealth. And they're just like, why isn't there any stealth in here? This is stupid. This doesn't make this class good at all. We were promised stealth. And it's like, no, you weren't. Marion never said, hey, we promised to make the stealth have permastealth. No, apparently, people think that because the video that was almost a year and a half old showed the thief having stealth, that promises them to have stealth in their class. It does have stealth. Excuse me. But it's just not permanent. You can't go sneak around. They even said in the video that stealth, they did not want stealth to last forever. They wanted it to be used as a tactical weapon. And that's what you pretty much use it for. You use it for to go into stealth to either get away or backstab your target or bash your target or whatever. I mean, it's very situational now, which is really good. You know, yes, I would like permanent stealth myself, but the way they have the stealth actually set up, it works pretty well. I mean, it's not like it's a horrible idea where it doesn't work. I mean, yeah, a lot of the times I get instantly popped out of stealth because of an AoE or something, and that is either my fault because I'm not in the right position or a game coding fault or something. So it's just kind of one of those things where it was the first beta. There's going to be a lot of problems. There's going to be a lot of feedback that's either trollish or just people that just don't understand that this is not your typical class thing. And also remember that the Holy Trinity is not there, which is, you know, tank, DPS, healer. It's everyone has a self heal. Everyone can quote unquote tank, which is not correct. Don't try tanking with the thief. You will get one shotted and die. The only people that really are effective at tanking are the ones that can use shields. The Guardian is a ridiculous tank. And by tanking, I mean he actually has to control the mob and where he's actually attacking. So it's not just a, hey, let's taunt, and oh, he's instantly on me. No, he actually has to continuously do damage and use his spells to actually tank or he dies. So there's that. Now, the Elementalist can heal. She has like one or two, I think three heals at the max that she can do. Which, you know, helps in PvE. It does. And helps in PvP, too, a little bit. But, honestly, do you really want another MMO that's just the same as everything else? I mean, like, do you guys honestly want something that's just going to try and copy off of what WoW and EverQuest did? Like, seriously? I mean, cool. If you want that kind of crap, then don't play Guild Wars, because you're going to get really frustrated with all the retarded differences in this game. It's not even in the same category as World of Warcraft or Star Wars or whatever. I mean, Star Wars, that game was, that game was horrible. It was a big disappointment. It's just, yeah. I mean, you have your fanboys out there and who are just like, this is the best game ever, and it's not. It's just, it's all about the story. Cool, you hit 50, nothing else happens. Okay, great. Their whole legacy thing is just another way for people to stay there and try and unlock classes. And it's just like, okay, why weren't those added into the game in the first place? Just, you know, like, the legacy system is a cool idea, but it's just another way for forcing people to try and stay in your game longer. And again, I have been offered so many free things on Star Wars. So, I mean, it's just it's like, hey, reactivate your account. Get 30 free days. It's a blah, blah, blah. It's just the game is not going anywhere, unfortunately. Dipstick, what do you want, buddy? Do you want more food? You cannot have any more food. You have food in your bowl. You want to say hi to the podcasting people? Say hi. You going to meow for me? Say hi. Say hi. No, not going to say hi. Okay. Your eye's dirty. Let me clean it. Come here. Come here. Thank you. All right. Anyway, so, I mean, to try and compare Guild Wars to World of Warcraft or Guild Wars to Tor or Guild Wars to Aeon or whatever, it's just, you can't. Because, one, they don't even have the same class setup as any other MMOs. I mean, it's just a completely different class setup. It's a completely different questing setup. It's a completely different PvP setup. It's a completely different PvE setup. Hell, the crafting system is so different as well. Holy crap. This is the first MMO that finally gets it. If you want to change crafting professions, you're able to, and guess what? You actually keep everything you've learned from the previous crafting profession if you ever go back to it. So essentially, you can have all the crafting professions at max if you need to. You just can't use any of the things that require you to have, you know, like blacksmithing plus 100 or whatever. You actually have to switch the profession to use that. So, again, that adds just a more level of accessibility to the game where it's not there. ArenaNet said that they want to make a game that people actually want to play and that are not forced to play. And that's the way a game should be. That's why they're doing this free-to-play model. They're going to make a lot of money with it. They're going to have a lot of cosmetic stuff that I will probably be purchasing. Of course, I want the top hat. Who doesn't want a top hat on a char or on a little weird demon elf thingy? What are they called? The Azuri, or I'm probably saying that wrong. I mean, like, who doesn't want a top hat on one of those characters running around? Like, that would look so cool. Or, I mean, I assume they're going to have character slots to be able to purchase everyone. I mean, I think you start off with 5, and you can purchase, I think, up to, like, an extra 5. So, I mean, if you want a bunch of alts, excellent, go ahead. I'm not an alt person. I'll probably have 1, 2, 3. I'll probably have 5 characters to save names, but I'll probably have, like, 2 main characters, and that'll probably be it, because one, the max level is 80. Keep that in mind. That's a long leveling process, but it's not, because the XP from my 1 to 6 increased about 500. I think I went from needing 4,900 experience from level 1 to 2 and then needing 5,600. Okay, no, that's about 1,000 differences, and yeah, it is. So it went up about 1,000 from. No, actually, no, it didn't. Now that I'm thinking about this, I have to sneeze. Okay, I'm back. I had to sneeze. I actually think the leveling experience jumped from like 500 to about 1,000. So you're not going to need a whole hell of a lot of experience to level up from 1 to 80. I mean, yeah, it's going to be a lot. I mean, you're going to probably end up spending over... Let's do some math, actually. Here, let's just go 4,000. Let's take a base number. Times 80 levels. And that is going to give you 320,000 experience. Roughly, if everything stays the same. So, let's just take a base number of... Let's just go 5,100 times 80. So roughly, you're probably going to need about 500,000 experience from 1 to level 80. That's it. That's it. That is it. Do you know how much that, like, of a difference that is between WoW leveling or Aeon leveling or Rift leveling or Tor leveling? That's, like, huge. huge. Half a million experience is like a bubble of experience from 80 to 81 in Cataclysm. A bubble. And there's about like 21 bubbles or 22 bubbles from the experience bar. If you play World of Warcraft, you know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, yeah. And Shriggs just tested me. Yeah, he tested me. He texted me saying he's not going to be able to join us because he's still at the party. Probably getting drunk, douchebag. That's okay. We should actually prank call him. Oh, that would be so much fun, wouldn't it? That'd be funny. Yeah, okay, so. Yeah. Let's see what else in Guild Wars here. Let me actually text Shriggs real quick and make fun of him. Let's see. He did just graduate college, so big congrats to him. He is now a college major who is probably going to end up working at McDonald's because our economy sucks. Yay! Yeah. Okay. So, let's... What else should we go over Guild Wars-wise? My wife's playing Animal Crossing. Are you stealing all the oranges again? No, you can't steal all the oranges. I need those to pay off my house, too. You already have your third-level house. That's not fair. Ugh. Yeah, we both are in the same town. Well, you have to be. But Animal Crossing City Folk, random note, actually. This show is going so many different places. Animal Crossing City Folk is actually pretty cool. Word of advice, though, if you go to the barbershop, make sure to read the words. Fiery actually says flirty. Yeah, I thought it said fiery, and I got pink hair. So that did not. And it looked like I had like a – what kind of cut was that, what would you say? Yeah, gay. There we go. That's like the only way to really say it. It was like a gay. I mean, it was like one of those haircuts. It's like really kind of like short in the front, and it looks like a hairdresser cut. I don't know. I guess gay is the best way to really put it. It just looked so stupid. But yeah, Animal Crossing City Folk is pretty cool. Has Tom Nook upgraded our store yet? What a douchebag! Holy crap, oranges! What the hell, dear? Oh my goodness. So instead of putting me in your house, you just, like... okay, so... what she did is she gathered all the oranges and then she dropped them all on the ground next to, like, it's literally a sea of oranges. Go over just a little bit. Okay, stop right there. Click on this. Oh, press one to take a photo. Press one. There we go. Okay, perfect. That's good. Yeah. Click on SD card. Save photo. Oh, there's no SD card in the Wii? I didn't put one in? Oh, well. Okay, well, that's it. Wow, his store looks a lot different now. Holy crap. Oh, no, I know. I'm live on air. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. It was just like a sea of oranges. I had to get a picture of that because that is so worth it. Anyway. What was I saying? Ah, yes. Guild Wars 2 stuff. What else here? The cities were massive. The Char City was, wow. Like, okay, for those of you who remember the first time walking into Ironforge or Darnassus or the Undercity, you know, Thunder's Bluff, Stormwind was actually kind of generic and kind of silly. Exodar wasn't bad. It was cool. Blood Elf City was kind of like Stormwind. But, for those of you who, like, walked into Ironforge for the first time, or, I guess Ironforge is probably one of those cities that just kind of wows you with its size and just its kind of detail to stuff. But anyway, Yeah, the Char City really reminded me a lot of Ironforge. It was just this huge industrial, just giant city. Like, there was a huge smelting pit in the middle of the it wasn't in the middle. It was kind of like in the lower area of the city. So, I mean, the world itself really felt handcrafted. It really felt that the developers actually took time to actually put detail into, you know, the structures and stuff. It wasn't just, hey... Excuse me. It wasn't just, hey, you know, put generic house here and then randomize it all over the place. No, pretty much each of the structures looked different, and the world really did feel handcrafted. It was really, really well done. So, what else? I don't know. I was hoping Shriggs was going to be here to talk, but not. He is not. He's still at his graduation party. He just texted back and he says, "Yes, getting drunk, Laws, have fun." So. Okay, I appreciate you, Shriggs, for bailing on me, douchebag. But that's okay. I mean, oh well. What else? I mean, really, that's all there really is to... I can only talk about it so much. I mean, there was just so much that I didn't get to see, unfortunately, because, one, I work third, so I only got to play, like, 4 hours at a time. And most of it was PvP, because I'm a huge PvP nut, and... I really wanted to see how they did it, and the PvP was awesome. I think the only class I really had trouble with, and I think everyone had trouble with, was the Mesmer. That class is a freaking annoyance to deal with, because they're able to create illusions, and they're able to just kind of go everywhere. That's really annoying, and I think they need to make it a little bit easier to spot, but... I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I mean, the controlled PvP was just... It really felt really just well-balanced. I mean, there was a lot of really nice just kind of perks to it. I mean, you were able to kill two of these NPCs to give your team a buff in one of the maps, and then in one of the other maps you're able to use trebuchets to, like, knock down walls and hit people with. So, I mean, that was really cool. I felt that the... It was just really already really, really well balanced. A lot of people were complaining that some classes were overpowered, and honestly, a lot of that was just due to them not understanding what the game mechanics really offer. The Thief was, again, I played the Thief mostly. I delved into all the other classes just a tiny bit, but I mainly played the Thief because that is going to be the class I play most. He did really well against... the Guardian, which I was actually kind of concerned with. I was really hoping that, I was really a little bit concerned with how I was going to do against more of the tankier classes. But once I figured out that my bleed is incredibly good and can actually stack, you're able to drop a really, really high HP target pretty quickly. That is another thing I kind of want to go over just a little bit is I saw necromancers with like 27,000 health, which was ridiculous. Excuse me. And that was scary to fight, but I mean they're pretty squishy, which is good. Guardians were really hard to take down. They have a lot of stupid knockdown, and so do warriors and knockbacks and stuff. Guardian has a really cool, like force field bubble thing that he, like, slams his fist on the ground or something, and this huge, like, bubble comes up on the ground and, like, pushes everybody away, but not his team. So if, like, it was, like, a huge team fight, he'd be able to, like, just kind of force field everybody away. So it's kind of like a paladin bubble, but it's more of a tactical paladin bubble and not retarded, like, I'm going to bubble her, lols. Or, I'm going to bubble, heal myself to full, proceed to kick the living crap out of you, stun you when I'm about dead again, heal myself to full, do it again, lay on hands, and then just repeat the process. I mean, you're not going to have that, which is so great. I love that. I found that the warrior was a really annoying to go up against. He had probably the most knockdowns and knockbacks in the game. And gosh, those are so annoying because they just kind of keep going on over and over and over. And honestly, I mean, it was almost like getting chain stunned. I think I got knocked down probably like 3 or 4 times in a row, and almost dying to most of those warriors, but I was able to use one of my self-heals and pop a signet, which gave me an extra burst in damage and whatnot. So I was able to burn him down pretty quickly, but, you know, it was interesting. So, yeah. Anyway. Did not do any really world PvP because, one, I was not able to handle it. My processor was not up to par, unfortunately. Shriggs did most of that, so I was hoping he would be here to talk about that. But, again, he's out partying. Yes, I know, Merlin. That's just not fair, is it? I know. It's so not fair. He wants to go outside. That's really what he wants to do. He's not actually talking to me. So, I mean, there was a couple issues that I did have with PvP. Again, my thief class kind of was able to stop moving, which was really weird, and cast spells that kind of really stopped the synergy of doing a lot of my combos and stuff. That I feel needs to be a little bit addressed. The pistol was really kind of silly. I mean, it was great for chasing down targets. The unload ability was just ridiculous and did a lot of damage. But I feel that the pistol was really the only weapon set that I found in the entire game that really reminded me of standard MMOs, where it was just, okay, push 1, push 2, push 9 occasionally, or whatever hotkeys you have set up. So, I mean, honestly, the only reason I have pistol equipped for PvP is unload. And it works with Venom, so if I have, say, I think it's called Dragon something Venom, which poisons your target as well, you just click that and then click on unload, and they're pretty much guaranteed to die, because the unload does a lot of damage. Pistols have a lot of range, and you can use Shadow Step to kind of keep following them and try and get them down. But one of the things I'm still kind of iffy about was the ability to finish your target. It was kind of like a Mortal Kombat type of, you know, finish him type of move. It was weird because you hit your whatever interact key is. Mine was bound to Y. And your character does this little quick animation, jumps up, and then finishes the target and kills him. Where it's really it's a good mechanic for 1v1, but it's really hard to kill people if you're trying to kill 3 people at once. Because you get one person down, you're not able to finish him, and then he fights to survive and gets back up. Now, excuse me. Now, it's a cool mechanic. I mean, it's frustrating to kind of learn, and I'm not sure if that is a good mechanic in structured PvP. World PvP, yeah, it makes sense because there's just a huge cluster screw of stuff, and if you res, you're lucky to be resed at all. So I felt that maybe the mechanic needs to be worked on just a tad. Some of the classes had some really stupid abilities that were able to, like the Necromancer had a life drain ability that was damaging you and healing them at the same time. That is incredibly overpowered and definitely needs to be looked at. He was doing, like, 300 damage a second to me and healing himself for 300 damage and just, like, almost instantly getting up. And, yeah, that was not the best ability there. The thief has a smoke ability, which blinds all the targets and makes me go invisible for a couple seconds. That, I feel, is a little bit cheap because, I mean, it's great. I've lived because of it, but I feel that it just kind of delays them from finishing you because you use it once, it's on a quite a long cooldown, and then if you do anything else and they see you, they're able to finish you off again, so you might as well just let them kill you. Half the time, I just kind of let them kill me and not worry about it because it was faster for me to revive and go back and then finish them off rather than wait for them to finish me off. So I feel that it might be just a class situational thing. It might be better for some classes than it is for other classes. So, I don't know. It's just it was kind of a weird kind of mechanic there. The again, World PvP did not do any of, because I knew my computer wouldn't be able to handle it. From the footage I've seen that Shriggs has shown me, it is chaotic. There is a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be really hard for you, for everyone to really communicate with everybody. I mean, it's going to be one of those issues that either people, it's going to either turn into what Alterac Valley used to be, which was, you know, I mean, it's a 2-week period, so it's okay if it lasts for 6 hours on a day. That's fine. That's cool. Or it's just going to be a giant Zerg fest where everyone goes to one spot, fights, gets another spot, and then goes to another spot, fights, and then gets another spot. But from what I've seen, ArenaNet has pretty much been able to really soil a lot of those things. I mean, you'll have trebuchets firing stuff off. You'll have these big, huge, I don't know what they're called, tree bashing door thingies. I'm not sure what they're called. But there's those golem things. I've read that the engineer and the elementalist really shine in World PvP because they have a lot of good AoE spells, and the engineer is able to shoot people from afar while having turrets as well. So keep that in mind. He's able to lay mines and stuff. There were a couple classes that were not able to switch weapon sets, and people got really upset with that. One of the classes was the elementalist, and that's just because they have so many spells at their disposal. That would be incredibly not fair. if they were able to switch weapon sets and gain an additional, you know, like 15 extra spells, that would not only raise the skill cap, that would make it harder for ArenaNet to balance the class, as they actually stated. And it would just kind of really mess up a lot of the quote-unquote metagame. I hate that word. I wish there was another word for it. For the actual class. So that's the reason ArenaNet chose to not allow them to switch weapons. Same with the engineer, since the engineer has so many abilities at its disposal. It has a lot of mines and just kind of turrets and that kind of stuff. That's why they allow you to only have one weapon set. And from my personal experience, I found that it's safer for you to have a shield with a main hand weapon rather than a ranged weapon for controlled PvP, just because you live longer. The engineer is a little squishy, but then again, I didn't play him all that much to really quite understand his class, so I can't comment too much on that. Excuse me for the hiccups. That's really all I got for this week, guys. I was hoping, again, that Shriggs would be here, but he's not, so I can't really comment on his aspect of Guild Wars. So, thanks for leaving me out in the cold, Shriggs. I appreciate it. I think I'm just going to kind of close the show off here. The closing music is going to start, and we're still looking for some better closing music. I feel that this is more of just kind of fun music to listen. I don't know. Whatever. But as always, guys, email the show is boxheads@codeboxmedia.com. The studio line for future shows is 347-838-9713. Please make sure to give us iTunes reviews. We will read any of them on air, good or bad. Let us know what we need to improve, what we need to take away or add. Constructive criticism is always appreciated, guys. Again, YouTube channel is going to be undergoing a lot of changes over the next week and a half. Lots of Guild Wars 2 beta footage because there was no NDA on the beta, so we are able to actually post stuff online, which is really nice. Just kind of keep in mind that it's going to take a while for us to sift through all of our footage. We have a schedule for this week. We're trying to put out videos each day starting Monday, so keep that in mind. That is going to be there. It's going to be we're going to really try and stretch out the content. We have about 500 gigs to go through, but a lot of it is just kind of questing stuff, and we really want to show the aspects of Guild Wars 2. I know Shriggs is working on some city montages as well as a world PvP montage, so look for that as well. The next episode of Half-Life will be up sometime within a week or two, depending on when we find time to upload that. There will be more Baz and Shriggs play, whatever. We're still working on that. Shriggs is in the process of moving. Keep that in mind, too. So, yeah, guys, it's been fun. I enjoyed doing the solo cast. It was interesting. I know I was everywhere, but that's just how I am when I'm by myself. They seem to keep me in line a lot better than I thought they do. So, anyway, guys, remember, complaining will get you everywhere. No one else is here, so I don't have to actually rely on them to pay attention. So, woohoo! See you guys next week. Take care.